I believe already that God has visited people, is touching people's lives. I believe already there are healings, and I believe our lives will never remain the same in Jesus' precious name. 3 John verse 2. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." We're looking at underlying factors that affect divine health. Underlying factors that may affect the health and the wellness of a person. Our objective is to understand those factors that can move the saint out of the status of divine health. The perfect plan of God for the child of God is divine health. As a matter of fact, it's not just divine healing. In fact, according to John Graham Lake, it should be divine life. What's the difference? Divine health or divine healing is when a sick person receives restoration back to health. That's divine healing. Divine health is when the child of God remains in the status of health. Just remains there. Divine life is when you are not just in health, but you are a transmitter of the life of God for the healing of people. You are a channel of life, the life that God carries, the Zoe life, for the healing and the health of others. That is the plan of God for the child of God. But once in a while, the child of God falls out of health. Just steps out of it. Psalm 119 verse 67 gives one explanation. He said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray." So just one explanation. "But now have I kept thy word." What is the meaning of that? When the principles of God are broken, it is possible to attract affliction. So we are going to be looking at those principles that we must guard. The things that may open the door for ill health. We looked at four in the first service. I'm going to run through it. Number one, we called it the spell of bitterness and unforgiveness. When the heart is bitter, when the heart is unforgiving, the root of bitterness in the heart is translated into trouble in the body. When the heart is bitter and unforgiving, the whole body interprets it like something is wrong. And that interpretation is an affliction in the body. Something is wrong. The spell of bitterness. I can't go into all of that today because we spend so much time there. Number two is the broken hedge, the guilt of sin. He that breaketh the hedge, the serpent will bite. We saw how Naaman became a leper for touching money that was not his. He became a leper. Gehazi became a leper. Gehazi became a leper. We say that somebody can be eating government money and eating hypertension at the same time. Money he wasn't licensed to take. And several other things. We saw all of that. To be in health, we must avoid bitterness and unforgiveness. We must avoid breaking the hedge. The third one we saw was a wrong mindset. That our mentality affects our reality. The fear of disease connects you with the disease you fear. Job said, the things I have feared have come upon me. What happened to somebody in your family that you are thinking about, you are afraid of, may eventually happen to you if that fear is not taken care of. The wrong mindset. Thinking that what affected people in your family can affect you. But we saw in that service, very aggressive service, that we are being regenerated. There is a change of gene. So ancestral diabetes may not affect me and so on. And so we saw that. The wrong mindset. And number four is inherited curses and spells. We see how some sicknesses run in families. Medical practice is vast with this. Hypertension, diabetes, some cancer, some ulcers. Mental condition and so on. The doctor will ask you, is there anybody who has so and so in your family? Just to elicit a positive family history. We said when this is discovered, by the power of the cross of Calvary, you can reject that inherited curse. No, my father was diabetic, but I refuse to be diabetic because of the cross of Calvary. My mother was hypertensive. I refuse to be hypertensive. We looked at those four. Now we shall go on to another four this morning. And that will lead us to point number five, and that is the spell of depression. Depression. Proverbs chapter 17 and in verse 22. He said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Proverbs chapter 15 and in verse 15. He said, all the days of the afflicted, all the depressed are evil. But he that is of a merry heart has a continual feast. I would like to look at that from the Living Bible version and probably the Message Bible and probably, yes. When a man is gloomy, depressed, downcast, everything seems to go wrong, including his health. When he is cheerful, everything seems right. Look at this. A miserable heart means a miserable life. But a cheerful heart fills the day with song. Listen to this. All the days of the oppressed are wretched. But a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Listen to this. Whatever, now take note of these three things. One, whatever attacks your joy attacks your health. An attack of joy is an attack of health. Whatever deprives you of your joy is depriving you of your health and possibly depriving you of your life. The second is merriment is medicinal. Joy is therapeutic. And the third is, depression is the foundation for both oppression and affliction. is the foundation for both oppression and affliction. I've seen people that have been depressed to death. Many years ago, somebody met me and said, "Pastor, can you find out from God? Does he know that I exist?" Very bitter, very depressed, very angry with God. Does he know I exist? Does he care that I exist? There was nothing that could be said to that person that made any sense. That person was depressed out of existence. Oh yeah. You know, when the one that is to help you becomes your enemy, then your destiny is doomed. It will never be your portion. One man was sick in the hospital, and after the doctor certified him healthy and discharged him home, he said, "I am tired. Please leave me in the hospital. I am tired. Just leave me here." Leave you where? Is hospital a hotel? Does anybody check into the hospital as you check into a hotel? He didn't survive the next 48 hours. That is, he died in good health of depression. The devil cannot oppress you until he can depress you. I'd like you to bear that in mind. When you are playing with depression, you are playing with affliction. I'm sure you know that extreme depression is a mental condition. In bipolar disorder, one extreme of it is depression. I'm sure you know that suicides happen from the peak of depression. There's nothing about depression that favors life, that favors existence. Right now, I take authority over the spell of depression. Anything that has put your mind under pressure, today I command it broken. It's possible that by next Sunday, we'll begin to deal with mind-related diseases. And we're going to take depression on its own, just as a subject. Because there are other diseases that are not physical. It's not bodily pain. It is psychosomatic. It's mind-body related. Anything that will kill you before your time is not worth it. Anything that will make you miserable before your time is not worth it. If it is a boss in the office, forgive him and leave. What did I say? If it is your father that gave birth to you, release him and leave. If it is ex-wife, ex-husband, somebody who was meant to marry you, or so on and so forth, forgive them and leave. Life is too short to endure it. Did you hear what I just said? Life is too short to endure it. Life is too short to be endured. The shortness of life demands that it must be enjoyed. Yeah. It demands the shortness of life. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I told him, I said, weight is measured in kilogram, but life is measured in time, in hours. So I told him, I said, the wastage of hours is the wastage of life. He said, this is deep. Very, very deep. Use half of a whole day in anger against what somebody did against you. You wasted. Oh, yeah. You wasted half of a whole day depressed about somebody else's actions. Which means you have handed over your destination to somebody's action. Love yourself enough to be happy. Hate the devil enough to be happy when he wants you to be angry. Hate the devil enough. I live my life very simple. If I'm walking on the road and I see music playing, I don't know why, I don't know when my shoulders start moving. All those who are around me, they know. At times my shoulder will almost start moving until I realize, is this a Christian music? Hey! Hey! Nothing is worth it that wants to waste you. You didn't hear what I just said? Nothing is worth it that wants to waste you. Nothing is worth it that wants to waste you, that wants to waste your life. Nothing is worth it. If it is money somebody is giving you, and that money comes with sorrow, refuse the money. Say, take, see your big head. Say, come and receive it. See you. Your mate, see where they are. Your mother, take. Say, me, my mother, hold your money. Let me die of hunger than collect this money of depression. Your joy is so vital that it is important to protect your heart. Somebody said, he wants to come and tell me what some people did or said or this and that. I said, I am not interested. If that is the only reason why you want to see me, don't come. somebody did this. Somebody said this. When they said it, I wasn't there. Okay, what they said, I am not aware. What they did, I am not aware. And since I am not aware, it has not affected me. Let me face my life like this. And then someone comes and then says things or does things and then you are beginning to like cat that saw rat. In all probability, you are not going to do anything about it. Your heart is poisoned. Your joy is lowered. Your energy is reduced. Your vision is distracted. The time you are to use to make progress, you are using that time to meditate on offense. Milton Keynes church people in the UK are enjoying their life there. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here? Lift your right and say in the name of Jesus, I reject the spell of bitterness, of depression. You have no place in my life. I reject you now. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Please look at your neighbor. Say, guard your joy. Say, guard your joy. It is key to your strength and it is key to your future. Say aloud, amen. And nothing is worth it. There are many punchlines in this message this morning, and I like our media people to pull them all out. Nothing is worth it that will waste your life. Nothing is worth it.
2 is the wrong lifestyle. The wrong lifestyle. Call it careless and indisciplined living. It's the wrong lifestyle. It brings affliction. It causes us to move out of health. Psalm 107, verse 17. Psalm 107, verse 17 says, fools, because of their transgression, that is, they went out of line, and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Proverbs 25, verse 28. He that has no rule, no control over his spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Careless and undisciplined or indisciplined living. Take note of two things. One, those who break principles are broken by the principles they break. Two, to live carelessly is to end dangerously. Three, everything breaks down for the one who lacks control. Everything. Body systems break down. See the testimony we heard? The young man said his wife prayed for him to stop drinking. He refused to change until his wife left him. He came to the point where even to eat, no food. When he decided to come to church, he had to sell his phone to find transport money to come to church. The wrong lifestyle. Alcoholism by the side, which is a major sponsor. One day, in the university, I talked at 500 level. I came across the bedside of a young man. He was like 19 years old. He had three major diseases. He had alcoholic liver disease, cirrhosis. He had pulmonary tuberculosis of alcoholic origin. And he had alcoholic cardiomyopathy, heart muscle disease. Three of them with constrictive pericarditis. Each of these things was enough to kill him. Each one. He had three at once. Three major organs. Liver, major organ. Lung, major organ. Heart, major organ. All of them at once. I said, why did you want, what happened to you like this? His brother was a bank manager. He was in polytechnic. He had access to a lot of money. So he said he could drink 17 bottles of beer at a sitting. Yes, it was less than 20 years at a sitting. That was how he drank liquid disease. I led him to Christ. Professor of surgery took him to the operation table to operate him because the heart was so bad. They want to relieve the pressure on the heart. He could not make it. I had traveled. When I returned back, I asked for him. He had died. Straight to the mortuary. My greatest consolation was that I led him to Christ before he passed on. But the damage was beyond recovery. He had died. At the frequency of reckless, careless living. Am I communicating? There are some people whose pot belly is natural pot belly. Maybe it's a follow come. From their family, it's follow come. Maybe family people are sizable. But there are some bloated tummy. That is fatty liver. Degenerating liver from alcoholism. Am I communicating? Some pregnant men are pregnant with alcoholic liver. I hope nobody will be angry at me now. Some people say, I don't drink too much. I don't drink beer. I only drink only wine that has only 11% volume. That 11% is worse than the bottle of beer. The bottle of beer is about 4%. Little cup of sapele water. Kai kai. Somebody said, why are you talking like that? There are people here who will leave church straight and do evening service at beer parlor. Is that the truth? Evening service, even Sunday evening service is beer parlor. Some call it family meeting, local meeting, village meeting. In that village meeting, alcohol. Some people are hiding bottle of stout. They pour the stout inside the cup and then place malt bottle beside it, since they are of the same color. Who are you cheating? Who do you want to deceive? Nobody is drinking it for you. You are the one drinking. Am I communicating at all? There are people who have ruined their lives. Still right there on drugs, right there on tobacco, right there on tramadol, all manner of addictions. These are destructive, wrong lifestyles. The life of transgression is an expensive lifestyle. Take your seat. Let me say this again. Now, there are some who are not doing all of that, but they are still living very wrong. The right thing. Eating wrongly. Eating in excess becomes a curse. I heard from Papa Yedeko some time ago saying that some people say they have diabetes. It's not diabetes they have, it's diacokis. Coke. Diafantas. Diaspritis. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It's not diabetes. I know of children growing up that are just licking sugar direct. And the parents are watching them. One cube, two cubes, three cubes, four cubes, five cubes. Inside one small teacup. Before you know it, the pancreas is so challenged. Next thing, high blood sugar, diabetes. Am I communicating at all? Even the right thing applied. Some people, the fat, the level to which they consume fat is alarming. The thing is overfried and then they are just consuming it in excess. One day we went for a pastor's love feast. I think we'll do it again one of these days. We did a love feast and they gave buffet to us. I think it was in Sheraton at that time. And you know, buffet means serve yourself any way you want. So you just serve. And then by the time we finished, and the food was still remaining, one of the ministers said, this food that remains, have we paid for it? We said yes. It's okay. What will happen if we don't finish it? He said they will take it back. they will take it back. Yes, but have we paid for it? He said, yes, it's okay. It is better they carry him from here. Than for them to carry the food back. It's better himself is carried from here. They carry between him and the food, they must carry something, and it is him that am I communicating? Not every time you see food, you eat. There are people who broke their fast because of smell of food. They went to somebody's house. you know that I'm talking to you because the way you are laughing. And how many of you know that your nose becomes extra sensitive when you are fasting? Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. The olfactory nerves becomes extra sensitive. Your smell is sharper. You smell food at a distance. And when the smell of the food is not helping issues, God help you. Lord, you understand? Can I continue this fast tomorrow, please? Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. The wrong lifestyle, careless and undisciplined living. My wife said to me, "Say, I don't know who functions like you. They serve food and serve meat and all manner of things by 7 or 8 or 9 in the night. And you just come and pack the rest with everything that is there." I said, "How is that? How does that happen?" Beloved brothers and sisters, once you don't have the control of your life, you can't have the control of anything. You can't have the control of anything, including your health. I prophesy upon you today, every affliction or disease that is the consequence of a wrong habit or a wrong lifestyle, I declare that that disease be crushed right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the grace to live well in Jesus' precious name. That was the wrong lifestyle. And then we move to number seven is the wrong speaking. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, the Bible said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18, very, very insightful. He said, there is someone that speaks like the piercings of a sword. While he is talking, he's actually piercing his life. He said, but the tongue of the wise is health. The tongue of the wise brings him health. There is someone who speaks like the piercings. What's the meaning of that? One, disease and health, and death and life are products of the tongue. Disease and health, and death and life are products of the tongue. That is, somebody can be diseased or can acquire disease or can become sick or become well based on what he's speaking. The second is directly a translation of the first. How and what you speak will determine how well and long you live. How and what you speak, how you speak and what you speak will determine how well and how long you live. The third is like unto it. The tongue of the fool brings destruction and death. Whereas the tongue of the wise brings wholeness and health. The tongue of the fool brings destruction and death. Whereas the tongue of the wise brings wholeness and health. To be in health, you must watch how you speak. To be in health, you must speak health. How many of you know that in the village, in the villages, they celebrate death a lot? How many of you know that? How many of you know in some villages, funeral, what they call, is it overwatch night? It's a major celebration. How many of you know that? Do you know that? That is wake keep, that's right, wake keep. Wake keep. It's a major celebration. Major celebration. In some villages, when person die, that is time for people and including witches to have food to eat. Brings his cows. Brings his... Oh, this funeral cannot happen now. They celebrate death and they speak it. I give you an example. One person came from my village many years ago, visited my house. So I said, when are you returning back home? He said, if death does not carry us by this time tomorrow. That's right. That is normal talk. If death doesn't carry us by this time tomorrow, I think I should be going. That is, death is in permanent expectation. That's normal talk. That is normal vocabulary. Yaya Gejia. What is Gejia? How tired are you? Because I am expecting you to be tired. What is the meaning? How are you reducing? That's right. To wear test tent is your reduction. Is that right? Every language has their own. Every language. I just told you one from our place now. When are you going back? If we don't die by this time tomorrow. That's right. So funeral is constant. Wake keep is constant. When they say somebody, they say, who knows who will be the next? It could be anybody. Today your language is changing. What of hunger in your language? Ebing Pami, what does it mean? Hunger is killing me. I'm literally dying of hunger. So my wife, in her own language, she and her siblings began to change their own. They won't say hunger is killing me. They say hunger is doing me. Am I communicating? As you have spoken in my ears, Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. It says, so will I do. So many people are exhausted, they are tired, and they don't know why, because they are continuously saying it. I'm tired, I am tired. I'm tired of life, I'm just tired of everything. I'm just tired. Are you ready for something? Okay, I'm going to give you something that will, I've said this before, and I heard it from Paul Yonggi Cho. A woman in the congregation had what the doctors will call pyrexia of unknown origin, P-U-O. The meaning of that long sentence is fever whose cause we don't know. So she had high temperature that couldn't be diagnosed. And one day, a Christian doctor engaged her. I'm sure that Christian doctor had been in touch with Paul and said, tell me the kind of thing you say anytime. Just tell me the content. So she began to talk. So one of the things she says is, when you say to her what she does not like, she will tell you, stop burning me up with your words. Burning. Don't burn me with your words. So she actually began to burn with high temperature that they couldn't find the source. By the time she was corrected and stopped talking like that, the fever went down on its own. Then the neurosurgeons at that time, Paul Young Icho, said they did a research and realized that there's something we call the Broca speech area, the center of the brain that is responsible for speaking. They realized that that brain, that center, and another speech area is the dominant center of the brain and has the dominant overriding power over other nerves of the body. So if somebody says, I am tired, I am just tired of everything, that signal from that speech will be translated into the nerves of the body and is telling the nerve, this person wants to be tired. Just ensure that you make every condition conducive for tiredness. So the body will adjust itself unto tiredness. Because he has said it and it's scriptural. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So the tongue is exerting the control. The speech center is exerting the control over those nerves of the body. I don't think I can really make it. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up as a child, a woman had an only daughter that died. This daughter was not such a good girl. She had like 7 children from like 7 men. That's the kind of life she was living. And this girl was the breadwinner of the mother and so on. And by the time this woman died, she was a woman now, she died. The mother said something. He said, you died and you left me for who? Highest 7 days, at the most 14 days. Me and you will join each other. Oh yeah? It's not a story I heard. I was alive. I watched it. I was a young boy of about 11, 12 years. This woman died exactly about the 14th day of her speech. Without sickness. Without a matter of drinking anything. I don't know. 7 days is a date. 14th date is a date. And we must meet each other one of these days. When she spoke, the nerves of the body said, lungs, get ready to stop breathing after 14 days. Heart, get ready to stop beating after 14 days. Brain, get ready to stop working after 14 days. Kidneys, get ready to shut down after 14 days. Liver, get ready to stop working. And all of them work together in concert. And this mother, grandmother, left all the other children and died and joined her daughter. Two deaths on the ground. It will never be your portion. Every wrong statement you have made in time past that has the capacity to work against you today, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus, I declare it is reversed. Every wrong statement that any other person has made concerning you that has the capacity to affect your life is canceled. Please don't be in a hurry to talk whenever you are angry. Angry with anything. Don't talk in a hurry. Because statements that are made under the peak of negative emotion are likely to be highly regretted. Highly regretted. Likely to be wrong. Likely to be incorrect. When the emotion is not right, it's not likely that the declaration will be right. When the emotion is wrong, the declarations, the confessions, the declarations can't, the pronouncements can't be right when the emotion is wrong. Am I communicating at all? This is very key. Please take your seat. And, oh, somebody died. Well, who knows who is next? Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Don't even try to, because you want to be sociable. You want to just be empathic. Like, no, don't say it. Don't talk such things. It could be anybody. No. If you say it could be anybody, the devil will say you are the next body. If it could be anybody, what stops you from being the next body? Don't talk like that. Be polite. Oh, it is well. God is on the throne. God understands the reason why these kind of things happen. May he console, may he comfort. All those kind, those can be said. But who knows who is next? So that is how life is. Don't talk like that. He said, by your words you are condemned. Don't talk like that. How many of us know that it is even by the mercy of God that some of us are still alive based on how we have been talking? Based on how we have been talking is the mercy of God that kept us till now. But you shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your days. If you are the one God is speaking to, shout the loudest, amen. The final one that I will deal with this moment is the arrows. Demonic arrows. Demonic arrows. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. He said, thus, Isaiah 54 17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Weapon formed. That's what we're talking about. Weapon formed. Missiles. Demonic, satanic missiles. Arrows. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 27. Proverbs 26 27. He said, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, those are the stones, satanic arrows, satanic missiles, it will return upon him. It will return upon him. Numbers chapter 23 and in verse 23, Numbers 23 and in verse 23, it says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? We are talking of arrows of strange disease, arrows of sudden diseases, fired from the kingdom of darkness. I'll give you some examples. Last healing and deliverance service, a woman talked about how she saw a cripple in her dream. Anybody remember? I think the cripple was shaking her hand or holding to her or something. She was trying to run from the cripple who was holding her. She woke up the next day paralyzed. It took healing and deliverance service and the power of God for her to be healed. These are called demonic arrows. All the things we mentioned, none of it was your fault. But suddenly the devil appeared with something. Demonic arrows can come in the realm of the dream in the night. It can come in the daytime. I'll give you another example. They brought one of the children here from the federal government girls, Buhari. Is there a school like that? Yes. They brought a girl from there. In the daytime, her classmate came and met her and said, are you using inhaler yet? Did you hear that? Are you using inhaler yet? That is what the asthmatic uses to clear their chest. She said, what are you talking about? Why should I use inhaler? It's okay, I just wanted to know. That is, we fired the arrow of asthma before now. I came to confirm if the arrow has caught. Before evening, she began to wheeze. They ran with her to area one church before hands were laid on her and the arrow was returned back to sender. Am I communicating at all? Never keep quiet when your destiny is being decided. Either in the dream or in the physical. Never keep quiet. When your destiny is being decided, the devil showed you a picture in the dream. Use the scripture to counter the picture. You heard what I just said? The devil showed you a picture in the dream that is not your dead person. Is carrying her dress and said, this dress will size you. Can you wear it? Somebody who already died in the before you know and is now giving you dress. Never. It's not my dress. It is your own. And by the time you wake up in the morning, return it to the head of the devil and his agents. When the people went to look for Jesus after he resurrected, the angel told them, why seek ye the living among the dead? When the dead visits you in the dream, tell them, I am the living. I have no fellowship with the dead. You have no place around my life. Return back to the realm of the dead. Some people say, I see it frequently. If you see it 100 times a day, push it on the head of the devil. That 100 times in a day. And face your front. The devil wants to use repetition to give you acceptance. And a lie told 1,000,000 times doesn't become truth. Stand upon your feet. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? A lie told 1,000,000 times doesn't become truth. The bad dream, the wrong impression the devil wanted to give you 10 times in one night doesn't become truth. That is not me. You saw yourself wearing rag in the dream. I ask you a question. In your senses, in the physical, will you wear rag? No, sir. So tell the devil you have showed yourself to yourself. I don't wear rag. I can't wear rag. When I bath in the daytime, I go to the bathroom. I don't bath naked in the public. So you can't show me such a rubbish dream. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stand on your feet with a shout of victory. Somebody receive something today, say amen. Amen. So the arrows can come in form of suggestions. Any day you receive the arrow, return it. Somebody shook hands with you and you felt something, return it on the spot. Am I coming? The violent take it by force. Somebody gives you a prophecy that is not you. Tell them, I'm not the one you are describing. I am not the one you are describing. What you have seen may be for somebody else, but not me. Some pastors stand and say, I see you going backward. You are going backward. And the man stood and said, not me, sir, not me. I can't go backward. I refuse. And he retrieves. I cannot go back. That was how he left that church that day and left for good. Life changed. Anywhere they say people should line up. Let all of you here line up. If you are not convinced, don't surrender your head. You went to a place maybe for Thanksgiving or somewhere, so you follow your friends. It's okay. Don't ever allow no one lay hands on you who you don't know. The Bible says, lay hands suddenly on no man. Am I communicating at all? Because afflictions have been laid. Negative tendencies have been laid. Even character traits have been laid. Someone say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. To fulfill your destiny, you need the combination of aggression and tirelessness. Am I communicating? Just be permanently tireless. One day I was walking in the living room of our house, and then I felt an arrow flew, and I stood where I felt it, and I said, I retrieve you back to sender, wherever you came from. I prayed with so much brutality. My wife and children ran from the room to meet me where I was. Say, Daddy, what is happening? I said, I am fighting. I mean, it takes a fight to take a flight. If you want to take off in life, it takes a fight to take a flight. So you must have that fighter's mentality, to return the arrows back to sender. Sudden leg pain. Where did you come from? Return to hell. From whoever sent you, should get it. I reject you. This can't. My blood pressure. Nothing is putting me under pressure. Satan is the one under pressure because he's facing a future of it in hellfire. I'm facing terrible things. Can carry your blood pressure. Amen. But today, anyone who has come in here with any arrow in your life, that arrow is retrieved and refired back to senders. Lift up your hands. Two things I said in the first service, and it remains in this service. Be determined to remain connected to the Word of God for the guarantee of your health. Remain connected. Remain connected. Remain connected. Number two, refuse to be the victim of any of the underlying factors that affect health. Hallelujah. Somebody served a man food, and the man perceived that the food was not food, but jazz. Yeah. Before he could eat, the child of the person who served him the food passed. He said, young man, please come and take food and eat. That guy ate all of it. Owner of evil, Lord Carey. That was how he refired back to sender. Everything that was meant to be the portion of this guy became the portion of this one till today. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud must say amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. A louder believer, say amen. There are other things I could say, but that would be too rugged. So I reserve it for today, when next we meet. But let nobody be in the name of insanity give you a slap or anything like that. He's mad, so he slapped you. Two people may run mad that day. I won't say anything more than that. One man behaved madness near where we are. By the time he was made to know that madness does not give him license for misbehavior. The madness cleared or he was healed. Became normal. He was healed on the spot. No mop, no prayer. Praise the Lord. Every evil arrow sent your way is returned back to hell. Will you lift up your hands, everyone here today, and we'll take it from the first one. We are going to pray very, very quickly in the next 5 minutes. And say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I reject every spell of bitterness, every spell of depression on my life. I reject, I refuse, I release. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
With open heart, oh, let him shelter. Changing me, I'm changing me.
Say, Father, I come before you today. I receive deliverance from the guilt of sin and the wrong lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, anywhere I have lived wrongly and carelessly that has brought any affliction into my life, I receive mercy. I receive forgiveness. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God.
And the wrong mindset.
In the name of Jesus. Forgive me, O Lord, of the consequences of wrong thinking and wrong speaking of the time past. Forgive me every consequence of wrong speaking and wrong thinking of the time past. I receive help. I receive mercy. O Lord, in the name of
Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. So give me love.
To pray this with all brutality, we are going to deal with these two forces. Ancestral curse. I reject any disease from my mother and father. I reject any inherited curse, and I reject every demonic arrow. I will not carry the liabilities of my family. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus, say it louder, in the name of Jesus, I reject,
I refuse
every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every family covenant affecting my life, affecting my destiny. I reject right now, in the name of Jesus, every unclean spirit, every demonic arrow, every demonic missile looking for my life and my destiny. Arrow of sudden disease, of strange disease, of sudden death, I retrieve you and return you back to hell in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I reject unclean spirit first. Father, we give you the praise. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Something is coming upon you today. Fresh fire is coming to burn every arrow of darkness. Fresh fire is coming to burn every altar that is not of God. Lift your hands higher. Father, let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Change someone, heal somebody, deliver someone.
Lift up your hands, your two hands everywhere you are. Mahashatokola. Mana gazora da gala. Leke spero to soya la hazai da gala. Zero te se pretesho kokola la gala. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lift your hands high. The power of the Spirit is about to roast arrows, evil arrows, ancient altars, the spirit of depression, the spirit of bitterness, the consequences of wrong living and wrong speaking and wrong thinking about to be roasted. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream fire at the top of your voice. And let that fire burn everything that is not of God in your life today. Lift your hands high. Father, let the fire burn everything that is not of God. Let the fire burn. 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 Fresh help. Fresh mercy. Fresh grace. Fresh fire. Fresh help. Fresh mercy. Fresh grace. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream fire at the top of your voice and place your hands on your head. Father, let the fire fall. Spirit of depression will finally die. Let the fire burn every infirmity, every disease, every liver condition, every kidney condition, every hypertension, every diabetes. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. your hands everywhere you are and give him the praise.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let a fire from the throne. Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let a fire from the throne. I see some tumors burnt off, cancers burnt off. I see an ancient tree burnt off just now. Ancient river dried up just now. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see an ancient mountain on fire right now. I see unclean spirits running out. Arrows returning back to hell. Ancestral curses broken. Hypertension, diabetes gone. Father, thank you. Kidney disease healed. Internal heat condition. Moving objects in the body. Father, we give you the praise. Anywhere you are this morning, something happened to you just now. Quickly come forward here and let us know what happened. We might be able to take up to 5 of them and then we'll go forward. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat, people.
Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow.
Let a fire from the throne.
Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Father, we thank you.
The sister with the neck collar, what brought you out? Your collar is still on. Come. What are you coming out to testify about? Come. What have you come out to testify of?
You couldn't bring it down.
Bring it down. It says cervical spondylosis with reticulopathy. Transfers from here down.
Yes. Terrible.
So
terrible pain.
Tuesday,
radiculopathy.
But I noticed during preaching, this second service, I sat comfortably and I wrote. I noticed that the pain is going out. It's going out. It's not like it used to be.
Now, come now. Lift your hands. Jesus' name, cervical spondylosis with radiculopathy. Power of the Holy Ghost. Command the nerves of the neck and the nerves of the neck. Command you to become normal. I command the neck to become normal. I command the neck bones to adjust back to normal. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be whole.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
That's right.
Let it flow.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Hey! Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Almighty, mighty God. Almighty, mighty God. Almighty, mighty God. before now is working now. Everything the devil has damaged in your life, I decree is corrected now.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Congratulations. Return back to the doctor and let the doctor confirm your healing in Jesus' name. This is now your bangles. Can be used for bangle. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So you do your work well. Within the next few minutes, somebody who is not walking is walking right now. Whether you're here in person or watching, if you're on a wheelchair, stand and walk. And if you can with crutches, lift them up and walk. While that is going on, I'd like you to know that the week we are in is a very loaded week. The Tuesday healing service is going to be very loaded. Wednesday midweek service, we are going to be continuing our message from last week. What it takes for us to access divine healing channels or divine health and healing. If God wants me to be healed, what do? We looked at the anointing oil, looked at several channels last week, and this Wednesday we shall be completing them. And then Thursday, Kenya Healing and Deliverance Crusade. Friday, Saturday. We are back on Saturday for Sunday service, Saturday morning outreach, Saturday evening, Saturday evening home church. And of course, coming on Sunday, we shall be coming to experience God's healing and deliverance and mighty hand. Can you show the clips from Kenya and also the America Revival Fire Conference?
Kenya, are you ready? The nation of Kenya will experience the power of God as Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Nature storm Nairobi for a healing and deliverance crusade. The God that answers by fire. Come and see the almightiness of God in signs and wonders, healings, encounters, breakthrough, and restoration of human destinies, ministering in songs, Deborah Paul and Neche, and Prophet Okebe. Hop the line at Nyanyo National Stadium, Nairobi, Kenya. Thursday 20th to Saturday 22nd October 2022. Time, evening session 5 p.m. Thursday and Friday. Morning session 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Invite someone. It's our season of overflowing grace and glory. Jesus is Lord.
Come and experience overflowing grace and glory like never before. As Dunamis International Gospel Center presents Dunamis Revival Fire Conference North America 2022 with Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul in chair. Date 7th of November to 9th of November 2022. Time 6 p.m. evening sessions, 9 a.m. morning sessions. Date. Administration by Micah Stampley, Johnson Oyekon, and Deborah Paul in chair. Entrance is free. Venue is Hilton Houston North, 12400 Greens Point Drive, Houston, Texas 77016. For more information, please call the number 346-350-9591. It's your season of revival.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout out, please. Please inform your friends and loved ones. The clips are on the television, on our internet touch spot, social media touch points. Help me to send them to your friends, loved ones across the country, across America, and we trust God to be a great time. Now, the crusades are very intensive. We got a bill so far of over $264,000, almost heading towards $300,000. We have not even put other things like flight and so on. Translated to our exchange rate now, it's almost $195 million minimum so far. The sound there alone, getting sound over there was, if you multiply it by our exchange rate, is in tens of millions. Just sound for the event, not to talk of publicity and so on. Want to give opportunity to people who want to be a part of the crusade. When we went to Ghana, one person cleared the whole bill, every bill of Ghana crusade. When we went to Cameroon, one person cleared the bill as well. And then, the nation's worship, the media worship, that worship that shook the country and shook the world still, the one that, I'm sure you remember the one I'm talking about, judgmental praise, that we had several ministers and so on. That also one person said, watching from outside the country, said, really? This is going on. I want to take the whole bill of that nation's worship. And so, in this case, whatever God will lead you to do, I want to be a part of this crusade. Go ahead and do it. I announced it in the first service, and somebody sent a message already from outside the country. He wants to give $1 million in our own currency. How does he go about it? And he will be directed after the service. Whether you are watching from around the world or you are here in person and you want to be a part of these crusades. And I said in the first service, and I'm saying it again, very soon one person will say, Pastor, what is the bill for 1 year's crusade? Is there anybody trusting God for such a realm? God will move you there in the name of Jesus. And it shall be done. God bless you as you do that in Jesus' name. Quickly go ahead with it.
Sir, our sister Chinaza, June, was diagnosed of multiple cysts that came like a lump inside her breast. While the prayer was going on, her chest was vibrating. Now she can't find any of those cysts.
Multiple cysts in the breast that were lumps. Like, and chest began to vibrate in the course of the prayer.
Yes, sir.
And at the end of the earthquake, lumps disappeared. Congratulations. Someone say after me, every mountain that came here with me, you are going now. Oh, you mountain, on your mark.
Get set.
Back to hell. Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Sister Benita said while she was 11 years old, her parents gave her out to stay with a couple so that they could take care of her education. Unknown to the woman she was staying with, the husband was molesting her.
Oh, no.
And it left her in a terrible state psychologically, spiritually, and otherwise.
Oh, no.
So while she returned back to her father's house, she said she kept on having that spiritual...
She was 11 years.
Yes, sir. She kept on having that demonic reoccurrence in the dream. And it left her permanently in depression and anger. And it was in that state she came into this service. And while the power of God came upon her, she said she felt a cold sensation run through her body, and she felt healing coming upon her mind, and she felt God has delivered her from that situation, and she's here to give God the praise.
Lift up your hands.
Sir, this sister Anna, she's obviously loaded as we can see. But she came with a medical report that stated that the baby is not properly positioned. And she had pain and came into church, this second service, with that pain. He said, at the shout of fire upon the baby adjusted, pain disappeared.
Excellent. So go back and do a repeat scan to confirm that baby is turned to normal position. Congratulations. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name in Jesus' precious name. Go and confirm that uncle is turned to normal position. Give the Lord the praise.
Our sister Gloria said last night while she slept, she saw three beings appear to her and shot her and say, you must die. She all of a sudden, when she woke up from that dream, she became very weak. It was in that condition she came into service today. Pains all over her body. But at a shout of fire, she said she saw the three beings walked out of her. And all the pains
that
she
said come. Every stranger in my life, today is your end. You are leaving now. On your marks. Get set. Shall go. What happened, sir?
Sister Rose Files came from Kakusa to worship here today. She said she came with lumps on the two breasts. It has lasted for 2 years. Why you declared she fell on that power? And when she got up, the lumps disappeared. The pains are also gone.
Somebody lift your hand and say, every mountain in my life, you are returning back to hell. Oh, you mountains, on your marks, get set. Shout, go! Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. All right, stretch your two hands in front of you. The same God who gave physical healing miracles is giving you financial miracles now. I prophesy upon the hands. Systems are put under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. Everything that is yours shall look for you from everywhere they are in the world. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go on ahead and pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges. Those in the front will take your testimony maybe in the coming, in the next service, which is either early will I seek your Tuesday service or midweek service or coming Sunday. For the sake of time, give the Lord a big praise for the number of people that are healed or delivered in one service. Go ahead and give him a shout of victory. Lift up your offerings everywhere you are, Father. I lift up these offerings before you. I ask that you multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. Blessed be your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Let us celebratiously drop the offerings. Can you on your torchlight at the same time carry your materials for impartation? And if you have done that, you stand upon your feet with lights on, waving to the King of Kings. While this is happening, everyone in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness, even if you don't have a torchlight or impartation material, just stand upon your feet, everyone. It's time to stand. Everyone in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness of sins, anywhere you are this afternoon, this morning still, you are saying, Pastor, I've heard the word, wrong living, broken hedge, negative lifestyle. I want forgiveness for my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. Pastor, I am surrendering my life to Jesus. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Give him your life.
2.
Give him your life.
Keep coming. 3.
It's waiting for you. Give him your life.
4.
Give him your life.
5.
Give him your life. It's waiting for you.
Just a moment. Still be up.
you have your light on, bring it. Come out with it. I am a sinner in need of surrender to Jesus. I need forgiveness for my sins. If you're on the gallery, walk all the way to the front here. Anywhere you are, don't let the distance stop you. All right, I can see people coming from very far distances. So I'll increase the count to 15. You are bound by an addiction, a negative lifestyle, smoking, drinking, womanizing. Bound by gambling. Bound by the lifestyle of fraud. Bound by stealing, lying, cheating, duping, bitterness, unforgiveness. Any negative lifestyle you know will take you to hell, and you want to be free from them. Quickly, come to the front here. I'll give you the count of 15 again. 1, 2, 3.
Give him your life.
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 Waiting at the door. Give him, give him, give him, give him.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Keep coming.
Waiting at the door. Give him your life.
The light still. While that is lifted up, I pray that the light of the glorious gospel will shine on the heart and the life of everyone here today. In the name of Jesus. Those of you standing and those coming on the way, you go on ahead and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you. Mercy from above is released upon you. In Jesus' name. At the same